It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, need a cigarette, Dave?
Just assumed you needed a smoke, since you just screwed me like a one-legged whore.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. That's our phone number here. But we don't have time to talk to you right now because we've got a very special guest on the show. We're going to talk about the world of women. You've seen this guy. He's been on with Bill O'Reilly a couple of times and also on with Neil Cavuto on Fox News. Right. He has the cure for PMS. I'm talking about Mark Rudolph. Let's get Mark on the show. Mark, how are you?
Great, Mike. How are you?
A pleasure to have you on the show, sir. And I have to tell you right away, I don't necessarily agree with your politics, but any man that says get rid of alimony will always be welcome on this broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. But you are an Obama fan.
I am an Obama fan,
and
yes,
Obama
and I know.
Obama is a gynocrat.
I know he's a gynocrat.
He doesn't care anything about men.
Oh, I know. Well, but here's the thing, Mark. So many politicians, I mean, on either side of the aisle, they legislate the way you don't like. And you
that's
talk
right.
about the gynocracy and right. And all that wonderful. When did things, though, regarding alimony, and as somebody who, and I have to, and incidentally, I have to tell you before we discuss this that I have to be careful for legal reasons when I'm talking about my personal situation. But when did the whole alimony thing start to go crazy? Where you hear stories, I've heard stories of men that are broken down to nothing, that actually go bankrupt because of this situation. When did this start happening?
Well, I'm not sure because alimony's been around for a long time, but what has happened is women have been graduating from college in record numbers. As a matter of fact, now 42% more women than men graduate from college. Women comprise about half of law classes, medical classes, business classes, and they're achieving great heights in government and corporate positions, universities. The president of MIT is a female. So while all of that's been happening, the custody and the alimony laws have, by and large, not changed very much.
Isn't the president of Harvard? Isn't the president of Harvard also a female, I believe?
The president of Harvard is a female. The president of Princeton is a female. The president of Brown is a female.
I'm just wondering whether I'm going to be able to get home after I do this interview.
I'm seeing his point, though, Mike. What he's saying is the women must be prevented to get educated. We mustn't educate our women.
I'm not sure. Let me. Now, that's what some would say. What are you saying, Mark?
People? What I'm saying is we should stop viewing marriage as a corporation and as a place to get rich off of somebody else. And I don't want alimony for men, and I don't want it for women. We should just throw it out.
I agree.
And there is absolutely no reason you should get an annuity because you used to sleep with somebody.
Yeah, well, but it's the way of the world,
but it doesn't have to be.
That's another thing I wanted to ask you about, because you talk about the fact that we're in a gynocracy here,
right?
And that it is necessary for all men to mobilize and get politically active.
Right.
I don't see that happening, Mark. I don't see that. I don't think you could ever get that kind of groundswell of support just the way things are right now. You know, because men like to bitch after they pay alimony. I know that. I do it myself.
And then they don't like to do anything else about it.
That's true.
And I've written about this. One of my articles is called Men's Silence is Women's Gold. So men are really great about bitching at the referee who calls a bad call at the Super Bowl. But when a judge makes a bad call in his life, he goes into a corner.
Do you ever see this? Even I think I read one of your articles where even you, though, don't think that it's ever going to happen, that we're going to get enough support for these organizations. And what can a man, if a guy thinks that, hey, I'm getting screwed, I'm in a bad situation here, I shouldn't have to do this, it's unfair, where can a guy go? You mentioned a couple of organizations where they can organize.
There's the National Coalition of Free Men. Mm-hmm. There's an organization in my state, California, called the California Alliance of Families and Children, which is kind of a misnomer. It's really an organization to fight for men's rights in Sacramento.
And it sounds ridiculous when you say that. Even when you say men's rights, I think in our society nowadays, you hear someone say that, and it sounds patently absurd, but it really isn't, because there are there are men out there that are actually, you know, getting the shaft on a daily basis here.
Look, most of the legislators in the United States at the state and federal levels are men. Mm-hmm. How is it that men keep getting the shaft legislatively and judicially? It's because men are the biggest man-haters there are. Men are afraid of their wives. Men have vagina phobia.
You bet your ass.
And what happens is, and I was talking to a very high-level person from the Clinton administration, and I called him a gynocrat, and I said, the reason men in the Senate keep passing anti-male laws is because they're afraid to go home at night to say, honey, I just passed new legislation that will help fathers.
You did what? Sleep on the couch.
Okay, please to give an example of a piece of legislation that would be decidedly anti-male.
Let's start with Roe v. Wade.
Okay.
Well, that's not legislation. That's a Supreme Court decision.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Roe v. Wade says the woman has all the control over reproduction. So it's her body, her baby, her choice.
Right. And you have
Yeah, I think if that's the case, it should be her wallet also.
I think that there should be equal responsibility, but you also...
But there isn't. There isn't equal power, though.
But don't you think historically we're coming from a place in this country where, you know, women didn't have any rights at all as far as...
I don't care what used to be. I only care what is now.
Well, I think that the pendulum does have to swing to a certain extent before it swings back the other way.
No, it doesn't have to, but it's just the way humans react. Roe v. Wade is unconstitutional because it gives more power and more protection to one group than it does to another. Ooh. And the 14th Amendment says you can't do that.
Unless it's your body.
Let's take another one. Let's take these...
Now, you'd missed what my distinguished colleague from Virginia over here, Mr. Burbank, said. You know, what about the whole, you know, that's where the kid lives. You know, that's where the kid comes out.
So what?
It is her,
so what?
It is her body.
So what?
Well, but you're using this as an agenda to push the anti-abortion thing.
No, I'm not using... No, you're wrong, because I'm not against abortion. I'm saying that if the woman has all the power and all the say, she should have all the financial responsibility.
Well, I think it should be more equitable, obviously. And and Mark, I mean, I have been in the system. I know, you know, about the fairness of it, and I understand this. The two questions that come to mind are, you know, can you really blame... The human factor that I don't want to say too many things because just because I live with this person at home, I don't think it really has anything to do with the fact that my girlfriend is a woman. It's just that this is the person who I live with, and this is the way men and women reproduce, and I don't want to piss her off on my way home. That's as old as time itself. I mean, you should
piss her off on the way to work instead of on the way home.
Well, I've done that.
Let's take some other things, like what happened at Duke University.
Okay.
Woman falsely accuses a man of rape.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's protected by an unconstitutional rape shield law. His name and his face get plastered all over cyberspace in every newspaper and on every TV screen.
Yeah, and a district attorney lost his job because of it, too.
It all started with her. It didn't start with him.
Right.
Everybody's blaming Michael Nifong, and he's guilty as they come.
Right.
But let's not forget that everything started with Crystal Gayle Mangum. And today she's a free woman.
Is that the name of the hooker that we're talking about here?
That's right. She should be in prison because she falsely accused three men of a crime they didn't commit.
Well, that's also a larger issue. I mean, that was a very racially charged situation.
But it doesn't matter. This happens all over the country. Mm-hmm. If you're on an athletic team and a woman accuses you of rape, your coach will kick you off the team, no questions asked.
This is really, you know why this is killing me, Mark? Because a good Yankee liberal like me, I hate wanting to agree with you, but it's hard not to sometimes. It really is.
Can I submit a question?
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
The gynocracy is responsible for this. And by the way, Republicans are just as guilty because they're afraid of their wives, too. The fact is, if we're going to have equality, we have equality. But we don't have equality.
And you're saying, though, that you're not a big fan of the institution of marriage because it's this cause and effect situation where marriage leads to eventually to divorce, and it's just a bad. And that's kind of like
I'm not in favor of marriage because marriage is a civil union that politicians have destroyed by siding with women, by thinking that women should run everything, that the mother should be the queen of the home, that everything should revolve around her, and that the man has no value. Fathers in this country have no value,
you know,
and that is what has destroyed marriage. And by the way, 40% of babies born today are born out of wedlock. And they're born out of wedlock for two reasons. Number one, Hollywood says it's cool to do that.
Oh, now that's crap. Now that's crap.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. When you blame Hollywood, it's not. That's not what.
So, wait a minute.
You mean
I'm
because I go because I go and watch Juno. Right. And I'm a 14-year-old girl.
Up.
That's going to motivate me. No, not
yes.
it. That's the
yes,
same
it
thing.
Is. That, yes,
that's
it is.
That's then how come when they're
Hollywood
coming? That's like saying when they come out of Saw 3, they're going to go on to go hack off somebody's limb.
I have news for you that girls are very impressionable, and when Angelina Jolie walks around with her baby bump and she's not married, a lot of people think, you know what? That's not so bad because that didn't happen before.
Well,
50
you know,
years ago, she wouldn't have been doing that.
We will agree to disagree on that, but I will tell.
That's the first reason. The second reason is that women get paid for having babies out of wedlock. If we would eliminate welfare and child support for unwed mothers, guess what? They wouldn't be popping out kids anymore.
A lot of our millionaires got rich that way.
That's right. So
you talk about
is that. There's not one tear or tantrum that a male senator or judge can overlook. Every tear, every tantrum turns into yet another anti-male law.
Now, I want to ask you, let me ask you first of all, because now you fascinate me with this, because you'll say something that I'll say, you know, he makes a lot of sense, and
right.
the whole boys club thing, and then you'll say something like that
insane
Hollywood stuff that gets me mad. But
why
my question,
mad?
Because I could spend an hour talking about it, but I'm curious more about you.
And
now, what about you?
Are you currently
married?
I am currently not married.
What? Have you been?
Have you ever been?
Yes, I have.
And did that result in the whole alimony type of thing? Did you go
no,
through
I
that?
No, I don't pay. No, I never paid alimony.
Oh, you son of a... Oh, my God.
No, but the thing is that you marry a woman who is at your level financially, and you won't have to pay any.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this.
I've never been able to do that.
You go back, well, because you're a man of means, Mike.
Well, the thing is that
Women that are equivalent to Mike's level are running European countries.
Let's go to the acorn of this whole problem, okay? The acorn of the whole problem, of this whole silly oak tree, is that men don't know anything about female sexuality. That's where it all begins.
All right, now we're talking. Now tell me about female sexuality.
Men don't realize that women are more sexual than they are. So they think, ever since they've been little boys, that if I want to get laid, I have to pay for it. I have to charm her. I have to lie to her. I have to buy her things. When, in fact, she's more sexual than he is. Why should he be doing that?
Yeah, but isn't the fact that the women have control of determining who's getting laid which night, isn't that the reason?
So why does she have any more control than you do?
Because if she says no, then it's a rape.
What if you say no? What if she wants to get into your pants and you say no?
Well, I've
you
done that.
Much control.
I've said no, but it is kind of
the
way
you know
of the world.
As long as you believe that getting laid is getting lucky, in other words, she's doing you a favor, as long as that's your mindset, she owns you.
But if that is the common mindset among most...
Ash Boozer jumper cables.
Glad you
All right, we're talking
book.
To Mark Rudolph. And Mark, I am getting some phone calls now.
What?
I'm sure you're not surprised at
and
that.
And don't forget to tell people I'm at... TheNoNonsenseMan.com.
That is the website, NoNonsenseMan.com.
TheNoNonsenseMan.com.
That's where you can check out Mark's articles and also get some of his books.
And his books. And T-shirts. Sony Electronic Craft.
You're going to want those.
Will you take some phone calls?
Absolutely.
All right, let's lock you in here, Mark Rudolph, and we'll go to the phones. This is what makes it fascinating talking to you. There's certain things that I go,
kernels of
you know,
truth?
Yeah, but you almost want to agree with them and you want to do it like behind closed doors.
But then you get the whole picture.
That's because men are pussies.
Buzz is our lover, not fighter here, and Buzz is ready to come out of his chair and attack you. But let's go to the phones right now and speak to Vanessa, Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, Vanessa. You're on with Mark Rudolph.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm good. I have just a couple of things. I want to just comment and say that legislation isn't effing up marriage. It's whether or not a man or a woman wants to stay faithful is effing up a marriage. I mean...
Oh, I think we have a woman scorned here, Mark. I'm not sure.
No, I haven't been scorned. I'm just saying...
Are you in a marriage right now? Are you married, Vanessa?
No, I'm not married. I'm just saying, if you are married with somebody and you decide that you would rather cheat on said person, why won't you be man or woman enough to break off the marriage before it gets to an ugly
alimony? You're right about that, but the problem is once you file for divorce, then the laws come into play. By the way, 80% of women are unhappily married, 60% of women cheat on their husbands, and 70% of divorces are brought by women.
What's that?
Some of that is true.
Well, it's actually,
right.
My wife. You know,
so the thing is that in a state like California, which is a no-fault state and a community property state, if a man discovers that his wife's been cheating on him and he out-earns her, she can clean his clock financially. All because she was cheating. Now, up in New Hampshire, they did study. 30% of babies born are extramarital babies, meaning women are having sex with men other than their husbands, producing babies, and sometimes the husbands don't even know those aren't their babies.
Oh, my God.
And the men have to pay for that.
You know what's frustrating me about this entire segment on the show?
What's that?
I can't talk about my stuff. I ain't allowed to because I followed the law.
But don't forget, this situation has gotten to this point because men have allowed it to.
All right, let's take another call for Mark Rudolph. We'll go to Michelle in Nebraska, of all places. Michelle, you agree with Mr. Rudolph.
Oh, absolutely. I get so fed up with women thinking just because they have a vajayjay, they think gave birth to the children, they should get all the rights. I divorced my husband 20 years ago, and I said, I don't want any alimony. I don't want any child support.
You're getting a Michael Mara Show T-shirt, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, and that's what made my ex-husband, to this day, we're still the closest of friends. And they say, marry your best friend, and he was, and that didn't work. But we got divorced. Everybody was against us. My mother, my whole family just railed me for, you're the mother, you should get this. And I said, you know what? My daughter deserves a wonderful father, and he is a wonderful father.
Well, good for
and
you, Michelle.
My brother is getting railed because he's divorced from a woman who, you know, has popped out.
Okay, that's another story. But thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Mark.
Good for you and your
ex.
Thank you. But here's the
thing. There are exceptions to the rule, Mark.
Here's the point that Michelle raised. The woman who has the vajayjay thinks she's entitled to everything.
Is that because women are intrinsically evil?
No, that's because
Hold on a second. Buzz, I know you're taking this side.
It's not.
I've lived this. Hold on a second. There's stuff that I will disagree with, but I've lived this. If you haven't been there, the laws are completely
I know there are bad laws.
Skewed anti-men in this country when it comes to this particular subject. On
that
narrow strip, I've got to agree. And it's not.
That's right. That is exactly right. But how did it start? It's because Michelle raised the point that I was getting to before, which is everything revolves around the vagina. If you're a boy and you're taught from the time you can speak English that you are getting lucky every time you're near a woman, then your whole orientation is to kiss her ass. It doesn't matter. So what I say is,
let me interrupt you. Hold on, Mark. Let me interrupt you with this though. Don't you think that the laws of attraction and the animal, basic animal needs? I mean, you know, the fact is, you know, it's like the two guys the two bulls that are at the top of the hill. You know, run down and do them all. You know what I mean?
You're missing what I said before.
Okay.
Women are more sexual than men. Why do you think women buy vibrators and men don't?
For example, I'm going to give you this the way I understand this as a fact.
Yeah.
That men, for example, sexually, men, I think, are more conditioned from an animal standpoint to be fruitful and multiply, to go out and spread it around a little bit. I'm not sure. It's hard for me to agree with you when you say women are more sexual because you
don't understand. If the first thing you whip out when you meet a pretty girl is your credit card, you lose. She'll happily take your money, but she'll be sexually turned off.
All right, Mark, let me ask this. Let's look
at the way women are built.
You talk for a while. I'll listen.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
Let me ask a question.
Hold on. Let Rob ask his question. Let's go.
We've focused on a lot of negatives here, many of them true. Mike can attest to that. Let's look at positive. How do we fix it then?
Well, here's the great question.
See what happens when you listen?
Go ahead.
First of all, stop whining and dining women. Stop chasing women. Stop thinking that you're lucky to be with women. You have to get that out of your head.
We were with the Buzz Babes the other night, and they were wonderful. I mean, they really were.
Lucky and, for every moment.
And I actually got the nice people at Hard Times to pay for the evening, too. So.
If you believe you're lucky to be with a woman, she knows you think that, and she owns you.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, too.
Which is sexual arousal.
I hope this gets on the air.
A man has no body part that is 100% devoted to sexual arousal. She is more sexual, and she is hornier than you are.
All right.
Just for fun, Mark, from now on, let's not use that word anymore. Let's say hot button.
The hot button. Mark, I got time for a couple more phone calls, and then we'll let you go here. Let's go to Ryan in Reno, Nevada. Ryan, you're on with a question for Mark Rudolph, and Mark's website is thenononsenseman.com.
Right.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
It's going great. What's your question for Mark Rudolph?
Hey, Mark, I totally agree with you 100%. Marriage is not only completely worthless, but when you do get married, you know, there's guys that I've heard of who their wives make them get vasectomies, start going on diets.
Shut up. That's terrible. He's talking about people on this show, not
I went on the diet because I wanted to go on a diet.
Let's go to Jamie in Fredericksburg with an alimony question for Mark Rudolph. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, I was just wondering, what kind of are there any limitations out there in any states for alimony? The reason I ask,
all the states are different.
What do you mean by limitations?
In terms of years that you have.
Well,
to pay
in
it.
California, for example, if you've been married 10 years or more, you get divorced, and you're the one who has to pay alimony. You have to pay it for life.
I didn't know that California was lifetime alimony.
Lifetime, unless the ex-spouse remarries. If it's your wife, if your ex-wife does not remarry, you have to pay her for life if you've been married 10 years or more.
I'm feeling a little queasy. Mark, we'll take one more question from Jeff in Rochester, New York. You're on with Mark Rudolph. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, gynocracy is a perfect word to describe the way family courts work in New York State, probably right. The same in other states. Are you familiar with the way order of protections work in family court in New
Certainly.
York?
Certainly. Of course I am.
And you want to address that because I got screwed. I got removed from my house, was right. not allowed to see my children, no trial. This the judge took my ex-wife for what she said. She made up a bunch of crap at her lawyer's
right.
urging. And when it was proved that she made it all up, there was zero consequence for her lying to a judge. I still
exactly.
lost the house.
Exactly,
and
exactly. That's it. What Jeff is referring to is it's very common in divorce these days for a woman to accuse her ex-husband-to-be of some kind of domestic violence. Or some
or
kind of
just,
harassment.
Even just looking at her the wrong
yeah.
way.
Yeah, and so she can get an emergency protective order, which will get him thrown out of the house and will almost assuredly guarantee that she gets custody of the children.
All right, now here's
and
the question.
When we find out that she's been lying, as Crystal Gayle Mangum did, nothing happens to her.
All right, thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. Mark, you know, here's the deal, though. You know, everybody's going to still try to go out and get laid, and everybody's going to try to get the big date, and everybody's going to try to woo the woman, no matter what you do. That's just going to happen.
That's exactly what I'm telling you not to do. Don't woo anybody.
Don't woo anybody. Then you know how
if
do you,
you have
it's working
you,
for you.
If you have a good personality,
mm-hmm.
women will like you.
Never mind
you.
Never mind.
We have not a terrible personality.
If all you have is alcohol and cash, then you're already at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm alcohol.
And I'm cash. Thanks so much. Hey, Mark, this has been a lot of fun, and we'd love to have you back on the show sometime. I want to have you go toe-to-toe with Buzz because he was coming out of his shirt. We didn't have time for everything. The no-nonsense guy is on. We look forward to seeing you.
TheNoNonsenseMan.com.
Yes, that's it. I was just calling you the no-nonsense guy. But
No, that's the no-nonsense man.
All right, and good luck with that. And what did you give us during this entire segment any cure for PMS? Did we ever get to that?
PMS is Princess Mentality Syndrome.
Oh, so it's scientific then.
And the cause of Princess Mentality Syndrome is a man saying, yes, dear, yes, dear, yeah. yes, dear.
Who hurt you, Mark? Who hurt you?
Oh, nobody. Yeah, if you saw my girlfriend, you wouldn't think I'm too hurt.
There you go.
And,
hey.
And by the way, the cure for PMS
yes.
is learning how to say no. Excellent. And it all starts with the father. When his little girl starts having tantrums, instead of telling her to get over it and tomorrow's another day, he says, here's $50, go to the mall, buy something pretty.
I have never done that. I have never.
The one who trains his daughter to be a princess.
I have never trained my daughters to be princesses, but they are little princesses to me, I have to tell you that. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon, Mark.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Mark Rudolph, ladies and gentlemen. Really, really good guy. That was fun. I like seeing you get all upset, Buzz.
I need blood
that makes
pressure.
Me laugh.
I need
that
blood
really
pressure medication. Here's what you do. You pick a hot button, a genuine topic, because there is alimony injustice in this country, no question about it. But you pick a hot topic, and then you surround it with falsehoods and fake statistics and your own personal political agenda and the bitterness you have against all women, and then you sell some books.
Well, that's like starting the bar fight after the bully just left, you know? You got to speak up the next time.
I wanted to. Oh, I wanted to say so much.
You know, it's very intriguing to want to go into the house, but the door wasn't open very much.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Talks and talks.
He's fun, isn't he?
I liked him.
That was fun. I know you did. I liked him, too. We'll have him back on the show. It was fun, Buzz. Sometimes people saying things you disagree with is fun.
He's a spark plug. I'm glad we had him.
When we come back, we'll have the Hollywood Hot Sheet, and also later on in the program, we might do something brand new that Rob and I came up with just...
it just happened!
Just talking about our favorite subject, but we're not going to tell you yet. Hollywood Hot Sheet and lots more fun coming up right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.